real quick. Well, I don't know how. I don't know how quick, but let's. I want to talk about, because I seen this. It was last night. Okay, and I kind of touched on it, briefly in I think the first segment. I think I'm not sure, but I want to just touch on it again, because you know, it's funny how we deal with some of these countries like China, Brunei, and Saudi Arabia. It's funny because they're savages. I mean, they really are. And when you talk about this stuff, the left, they dismiss it, or they forgive it, or they excuse it. And no one just says, this is bizarre. This country is effed up. And when we don't say anything, when we don't kind of put our foot down, that means we're giving a pass. So when a country like Saudi Arabia throws gays off buildings, I mean, think about that. Think about that. You have Saudi Arabia, who we do, but besides the fact that they attacked us on 9/11, that everybody kind of downplays, but you have a country like Saudi Arabia that throw gays off buildings. They throw gays off buildings. Do you realize that? They mutilate women's vaginas, and not in a sexual way, okay? Not in a sexual way. They mutilate their vaginas with knives and hammers and just bad stuff. It's bad stuff. And when we give these countries passes, we're saying what they do is acceptable to us. Now, this next story, I'm not comparing it per se to throwing gays off buildings or women's genitals being mutilated, but it just does show you how effed up some of these countries are that we do business with, and we look at as allies and being civilized human beings, and then we wonder or we're surprised when these individuals from these countries come to our country and don't seem to fit in. And we're shocked. We're shocked. We're shocked. So, I mean, it's just amazing. China, on top of taking our jobs, selling toys that are full of lead because of the paint, China has a festival on June 22nd, which would be today. And it's called Yulin Dog Meat Festival. Yulin Dog Meat Festival. Yes, It's exactly what you think. So it's a festival where the people that are there torture and abuse the dogs. Damn, pun, just anything you can imagine. To the point that they are killed. Because it makes the meat taste better. So they get, a lopsu-opsu or a German Shepherd. And they slow kill the animal. Like, slow beat it. Just hit it in the head repeatedly. But not with one quick hit so it dies instantly, but a slow beat. Because that process makes the meat more appetizing. It like tenderizes the meat. Yeah, this is China. Again, this is a civilized country. This is an ally. This is a trading partner. People from China come to the United States to visit, to work, to live. So when they see a dog playing in the yard, when they see a dog walking in the street, their first instinct is to go up and beat the crap out of it. So when it's dead, they can eat it. The Chinese people. I know. We'll be told that it's only 0.5% to 0.5%. Just like we're told about Muslims and the Islamic faith. Oh, it's only 0.5%. 0.5%. Of the Muslim population that believe in Sharia law and believe. Okay, sure. Well, what about this country? There's 2 million here. What about this? Well, that's different. They don't. So when you say the Chinese people. They eat dogs. Well, no, they have this festival, and it's only attended by a very, very small amount. Well, how? Oh, it's 1% of 0.5% of the population. That's how the left defends all of these countries that do disgusting, despicable things. Horrific, disgusting, despicable things. No, it's not all the people. You're being a racist. You're being a xenophobe. It's not all the people. All the people. That's their custom. That's what they do. What about the people that look at our customs and say, ooh, they're eating chickens? What? What are you talking about? It's always the left. They always try to use some weird logic. They do. Oh, I don't hear you ever saying, look, this Christian killed someone. I don't hear you ever saying, look, it's Christianity. We have to... I've never heard anybody kill someone in the name of the Pope. I never heard anybody go, I pledge my allegiance to the Archbishop Reverend Pauly Paul from the Boston Diocese. Yeah! Never heard that before. Never, ever heard that before. Just like I just have never heard anybody go, well, you guys have your customs. People think eating chickens and eating. No, I never heard that. No, that's you. That's in your cafe latte. That's your weird, bizarro world that you live in. Where you and your six friends that voted for Bernie Sanders and drink chai lattes with coconut milk. I mean, it's you. You guys. It's you guys. Not the rest of the world. Or I should say, well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I never heard of... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I do know China, they're having dog eating festivals. Okay, out here in LA. You know, we have, you want to know what we have in America? Listen, listen to my Chinese friends. Listen to me. You know what we have out here? We have these things called taco carts. Okay? They're these trucks. And they serve tacos, or some other trucks serve sausage. Some trucks serve lobster, hand rolls. And these taco trucks will line up, okay? They will line up in a particular area. There might be 30, 40, 50 of them. And you can buy beer, and it's a festive occasion. Might be called the Festival of Sunshine. It might be called the Festival of L.A. Gay Pride. I don't know, but that's what we do in America. We don't have a festival where we beat the crap out of dogs and then eat them. We just don't do it. We just don't do it. It's just not normal, okay? And if anybody tries to tell you that's normal, they're out of their effing mind, okay? They're out of their effing mind. So that's what's going on in China right now at Yulin, okay? Yulin. They're having a dog-eating festival. Jesus. Jesus. And you know what's funny? You have celebrities. And I'm not poo-pooing their outrage, because I'm outraged. What I'm poo-pooing is who they're voicing their outrage to. So you have Matt Damon, Kate Mara, and I like Kate Mara too, Joaquin Phoenix, Alicia Silverstone, and a whole bunch of other celebrities, Ricky Gervais. They put together a petition that is calling out the festival, basically saying, you need to stop this festival. Humane Society International has gotten involved, and they've saved like 29 dogs, which ain't a lot. I mean, that's feeding, you know, probably five fat Chinamen, you know? What I find amusing is that they are petitioning the China government, the Chinese government. They are making PSAs that are geared towards the Chinese government. What they really should be doing is making this pitch to our government. They really should be saying to our government, hey, you need to stop this. You need to do something about this. Because a bunch of celebrity actors writing letters to the Chinese government is meaningless. And if the actors really wanted to make a difference, they would be going to our government. And they either know this and they don't want to put pressure on Obama or make Hillary look bad or Obama look bad, or they're stupid. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. But they should be doing this to our government. They should be doing this to our government as it pertains to Saudi Arabia and Qatar and UAE. Hell, if they really wanted to make a difference, they, as a community, the Hollywood community, would say, you know what? We're not going to sell our products into China. We're not going to sell our products into Saudi Arabia. We're not going to sell our products into the UAE. We're not going to sell our products or do business with any of these countries. That's why I laugh at a lot of this stuff, because it's all superficial. It's all just to make an appearance that you're doing something to compensate for people looking at you with this, wow, you make $20 million for pretending you're a superhero? You want to talk about hard times? You want to talk about pay inequality? You want to be Jennifer Lawrence and go, it's not fair. I was paid less than my other male act. Well, how much less? Well, I got $10 million and they got $15 million. And you got average American that are lucky if they make $10 an hour. So to me, these things are just like, okay, we got to do this so people think we're caring individuals. It's just like when the Leo DiCaprios and the rest of them talk about global warming while they're flying around in private jets. If they cared about global warming, they wouldn't be flying in a private jet. It's just like when Amy Schumer and the other celebrities are talking about gun control. No guns, no guns, no guns. But they all got private security. They all got bodyguards. And all those bodyguards and all those private security agents have guns. Big guns. So here's these celebrities speaking out against the Chinese government for having a dog-eating festival. And it's meaningless. Yeah. People go, oh, that's so awesome. Ricky Gervais takes a picture of himself kissing a little puppy. And you're like, oh, that's so cute. But if they really wanted to do something, they'd put a full-on, just a full-court press with our government saying, you got to do something about this type of stuff. they be doing this with the studios. Hey, we got to do something. We gotta force them to stop this. So let's not do business with China. Yeah, studios will go, what are you kidding me? Get out of here. If that's the case, instead of you getting $5 million for this movie, you can only get $3 million. You know what that actor is going to say? Well, forget it then. Let him eat as much dog as they want. Eat it up. Yum, 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 yum. Same thing with Leo and the other environmental kooks. Okay, yeah, no problem. We'll do this, but you're going to have to fly coach. No, what are you kidding me? I got to take my jet. Well, all right, F the environment. Care? You don't care. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all subterfuge. That's all. That's all. It's all a game.